Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Well, Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, did you see the Masters a week or so ago? The Masters tournament. Did you watch any of that? Wasn't that great? Pro golfer Bubba Watson won that tournament, as you probably know. It was his first major tournament. The Masters Championship, which is held in Augusta, Georgia, over there in the eastern part of Georgia. He won that tournament, folks, and to win a major, to win your first major is a big deal. But also, what happened to him at the same, it almost within like a week or so of that, is he and his wife adopted their first child. Think about that. You just adopted your first child, and a week or so later, you win what some people think is the greatest golf tournament in the world, for a number of reasons. It's a very hard tournament. But during the presentation, when he was being presented with the Masters legendary green jacket, you know, the green jacket that's such a big deal if you win that tournament, he was being presented with that jacket. And after the tournament, one of my acquaintances, CBS sports host Jim Nantz, asked Bubba, he was interviewing Bubba there in the butler cabin, he asked him about this heady combination of becoming a new dad and winning the Masters all in the span of just a few days. And here's Bubba. Here's what Bubba said. He answered him with really the most incredibly unscripted authenticity that we've all, those of us who follow the PGA Tour and know a little bit about Bubba, we know this is pure Bubba. Bubba said to Jim, "I never got that far in my dreams." Jim said, "What about being a father and winning the Masters all at once?" And Bubba said, "I never got that far in my dreams." I heard him say that, folks. I choked up a little bit. His honesty about the giant leap from his dreams to his new reality made me think about you, small business owners, starting and growing your baby. Every small business, mine included, if you think about it, yours too, every small business begins as a dream. The dream of controlling our own destiny, being our own boss, finding financial success, and of course, doing what we love, whatever that may be. It might be in the construction business, might be developing websites, it may be selling tires, it may be doing landscaping, it may be building mobile apps for smartphones, or cooking, or insurance, or anything. What is your baby? What is your idea? Put it in there. But all of it begins as a dream. A golfer's dream of qualifying for the PGA Tour has to be accompanied by years of diligent preparation, the practices, the hands, their hands almost bleed from all the practicing that they do. Maybe they do. It's a lot of blisters. And sometimes all of that just to merely survive in the elite arena that is the PGA Tour, let alone becoming a star. Being a pro golfer is difficult, and it comes with no guarantees. But like a PGA pro, when a small business owner's dream comes to pass, the imagined quickly gives way to survival realities. Undercapitalized, right? You've heard me say this before. A small business, saying undercapitalized small business is redundant. That's a reality that we all have to live with. Cash flow challenges. I talked about this at the top of the hour. When our accounts receivable don't match up with our accounts payable. How about our new bosses, the employees? I bet you didn't see that coming, did you? I bet it never occurred to you when you started your business that you were actually going to work for your employees instead of the other way around, right? And, of course, serving the people who are essential to fulfilling your dream of successful business ownership are pesky customers. And the reality of starting and growing a small business is a lot like becoming a parent. Bringing a baby or a business into the world is much easier than raising either one of them successfully. Before you know it, a growing small business is a lot like a teenager in at least two ways. It always has its hand out for money, and you will always love it, but you won't always like it. Have you ever thought about that? You ever thought about how much your business is like a teenager? You know, I remember my mother telling me that. I remember telling my children that. You know, I love you, but I don't like you much right now. Well, when I started my business, that's what happened too. And that's the reason why you've heard me say before many times that you must love what you do. Not how you do it, but you must love what you do. Because if you didn't love whatever that is, like the construction, the building web, mobile apps or tires or whatever I mentioned before, or whatever your dream is, if you don't love that child, when that child turns into a teenager and you know, is giving you some grief, as teenagers will do, and your business will too, you won't want to come back the next day. You got to have something that you love about your business that makes you come back the next day. And then there's that one day, almost unexpectedly, as critical mass is achieved from the hard work and the dedication of your dream, to you'll find yourself achieving that legendary small business green jacket, financial success and self-determination. It's conceived by a dream. It's made from the fabric of excellence by diligent hands. It's custom tailored to fit your professional and business countenance. And this green jacket of small business success is acquired against all odds. Being a small business owner is hard work. It is very difficult. And just like being a pro golfer on the PGA Tour, it comes with no guarantees. And if you're a small business owner, you know that by now. And that's the reason why I do what I do. That's the reason why I support you. I serve you, small business owners. I lift you up. I advocate for you. I do everything that I can. We do here on the show, all of our work, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, to help you out. And here's my last thoughts. Remember what Bubba said? When they asked him about all the things that were happening to him, here's my question to you. How far have you gotten in your dreams? I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.